Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Pam Barbary from the Southern, the Southern 14 Workforce Development
Investment Board.
Workforce Investment Board. Okay, what is the Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board?
We are the administer the Workforce Innovative and Opportunity Act grant. Okay. And we do it for the CEOs of the 14 southernmost counties.
Okay. So that's where the 14 is.
That's where the 14 is,
and
yes.
Wayne is one of those counties?
Wayne, Edwards, and Wabash are my northern counties, and then we follow the river, and Alexander is my southernmost county.
Okay. All right. All right. So what does the Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board really do?
Our overarching goal is to get people back to unsubsidized employment.
Oh, okay.
Particularly, we generally do that through training, whether it be traditional in-classroom training or paid work experience.
Oh, okay. All right. So is there like an office here that people need to go to?
Yes. Or? We work through in Wayne and Edwards and Wabash counties. We work through WADI, Wabash Area Development.
Oh, okay. So that's where people would go to get in contact with you.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now we know that Southern 14 Workforce Investment is at Wabash Area Development Incorporated.
Correct, yes.
Here in Fairfield, and that's where they can go and get more information about work and work training.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we will find out more about it with Pam Barbary. Barbie, right?
Barbie, correct.
Barbie, here in just a few moments on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
This is pretty simple stuff, guys. It may be primitive, but it is very hard to do because it has everything to do with you changing your heart and the way you function and the way you live your life, and you live like no one else so that later you can live and give like no one else. Generosity is a key element in people who end up winning with money. It's because generous people are attractive, selfish people aren't. They're ugly. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Pam Barbary from the Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board, and you help with job training, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so what kind of training do you offer?
We traditionally train in a traditional classroom training. We work through the community colleges such as Frontier.
Okay.
And we have a list of programs that we do pay for. It's most of the in-demand occupations. We obviously don't do much training in underwater basket weaving because we hope that you're going to find a job. That's our expectation at the end of your training. But we also are able, in the training, we are able to pay for the cost of their training, their books, their fees. If they're in the automotive and they need that $2,000 Snap-on tools, we take care of anything that's on the syllabus.
Okay.
But we also don't just leave them hanging after their tuition. We pay for supportive service, too. For example, we pay travel reimbursement for them to travel backwards and forwards to school. If they have a child, we can help with child care. So we are there to, we want them to succeed. So pretty much whatever it takes them to succeed, we do.
So how do I know if I qualify for it?
It is an income eligible. We take people 16 years on up. In our world, a youth is somebody 16 to 24.
Okay.
Youth and adult both have an income guideline.
Okay.
It's fairly close to the same income guideline as food stamps or the SNAP program.
All right.
So probably if you collect SNAPs, you SNAP, or anyone, if your family does, you're probably qualified.
Mm-hmm.
We also do dislocated workers. That's someone who has been let go at no fault of their own.
Right.
So like if a plant closes.
Like the people recently let go
exactly,
at Airtex.
Yes. We'll be doing their rapid response on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
At Frontier. I can do a plug for that while I'm here.
All right.
So, if you're eligible to collect unemployment insurance, you probably qualify for our program.
Okay. So do people automatically know that there is Southern 14 workforce?
Sadly,
investment?
No.
Okay.
I was told one time that we were the best kept secret in Southern Illinois, and I'm finding that to be true, and I'm very sad about it. So
right.
We're hoping to change that
today. That's why we're here, to shout from the rooftop, Southern 14
that's
workforce
right.
investment board is here.
Something also neat we do other than or in connection, it can be in conjunction with or rather than, we can also offer paid work-based training. So someone who's really never had a job mm-hmm. or they've had a string of just little jobs,
right.
we can actually provide them up to a 6 months paid work experience. So they would they would be in your business or your organization providing some function for mm-hmm. the business. So the business has 6 months of free help. And then the person actually gets work experience. They learn those soft skills that we just take for granted that everybody knows, like, be there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Dress appropriately.
Exactly. Stay off your cell phone. So I'm most excited. I'm really excited about that program as well, because there's an awful lot of people who would like to work. They just really don't know how.
Where did we stop training people to come out of high school and get a job?
You know, I don't know.
It's baffling.
It really is. It's okay. Somewhere we lost that piece of the puzzle, and we're trying to get it back.
Okay. So, do you operate through a state grant or a federal grant?
Our grant is a federal grant, and it's through the Federal Department of Labor, but we operate within the state of Illinois. So the feds give the money to the state of Illinois, and then we get it from the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity as our funding agency.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. And how is funding through the state of Illinois?
We thankfully have never, since ours is a federal grant, we have not been
They can't
changed.
Really cut you off.
Exactly,
because
yes.
Otherwise, the federal money
exactly.
will stop.
Ours is just a pass through. Ours isn't a state matching, mm-hmm. so we don't usually even get caught up in the whole budget problems. So,
a fiasco that is Illinois.
Thankfully, yes.
Okay, so where are your other offices around the area? Do you have offices in every three counties, or
pretty much my office happens to be in Carmi. I'm with the board, and we administer, so we don't actually do any direct clients.
Okay.
We for our northern seven counties, we contract through WADI, Wabash Area Development.
Right.
And for our southern seven counties, we contract through Shawnee Development Council,
which
is in Karnak, which is between Metropolis and Vianna. No one really knows where Karnak is.
So it's down there.
Exactly. But there's a county office in most of my 14 counties.
Oh, okay. All right. We are talking to Pam Barbie from the Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board, working through WADI here in Fairfield. And we will be back in just a few moments to talk more about what they do and the training that they offer.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Welcome back to the Community Connection. We're talking to Pam Barbie from the Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board, operating out of the WADI office here in Fairfield, and you help people retrain once they've lost jobs.
Correct.
Or if they're unemployed now, do they come to you?
Yes, yes. Or if they've never really had a job. Or
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board can provide training for these people. So say we want to go into the automotive tech or the lineman tech at Frontier Community College, two very busy programs out there, very good programs. You provide books and tuition, right?
Yes, books, tuition, the tools, the required tools that they have to have. We have quite a few people in the construction technology as well.
Oh, really?
We've had quite a few people go through that one. And yes, that automotive technician person who needs that toolkit that's incredibly expensive. Yes.
ASE certified.
Yes. We provide that. Anything that is required on the syllabus, we can provide.
Okay, as long as it's on the syllabus. Mm-hmm. What about other programs like nursing?
Yes, we buy the nurses' uniforms, and when they get done, we reimburse them for the cost of their license. And
okay.
We really want them to succeed, so anything that can really help them succeed.
So when people come in and sign up, and they get signed up for training, do they understand that all of this can be obtained to them at no cost?
I hope so.
You hope so?
Yes. Okay. If when they make it to the office, certainly.
Okay.
The disconnect sometimes seems to be getting them from the college across the street to the office.
Oh, okay.
So because it's a federal program, there is paperwork, and we sometimes lose people in the paperwork.
Oh, okay.
And unfortunately, there's really no way we can skirt around that. It's the federal government.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right. So paperwork has to be done. And that is training in itself, isn't
exactly, it? Exactly, yes. And we try to keep it as minimal as possible.
Okay.
But.
All right. So how did your board leap into action when Airtex laid off so many people?
Part of what we're mandated to do is called a rapid response. And when there's a layoff of any size, whether it's one person or 1,000 people,
right.
If we know about it, we step in and we bring a team together of resources that they may need. For mm-hmm. example, someone from the Illinois Department of Employment Securities to tell them how to apply for unemployment and pitfalls and what they need to do, and somebody from the Illinois Insurance Commission to explain to them about COBRA and other options they may have. So we bring a team together first off to help them, because we realize that they're in a terrible situation.
Right.
It's a bad, and they're scared.
And they don't know what to do.
And they don't. And if you don't know, it's easy to fall into pitfalls that can affect your future because you just didn't know. So we try to bring it in and try to put them at ease and make sure that they have hope, because I mean they're kind of hopeless at that point.
Right.
The Airtex is a unique situation because it is trade, which means that they were let go because of something that was internationally impacted them.
Okay.
And that's a designation that the Federal Department of Labor does. They again, it's all paperwork.
Yeah.
The company submits a bunch of paperwork and
you had
and
to fill
deemed
out the blue papers instead
yes,
of the pink
exactly,
papers.
Yes, exactly. Yes. But that's all done above me. I get to step in when it's real people. I don't really get in the paperwork. So, but when they're deemed trade, they get extra stuff that a typical unemployed person wouldn't get. For example, someone who's deemed trade has the ability, if they're in training,
mm-hmm.
to get paid a substance the whole time they're in training.
Oh,
whereas
okay.
someone who's typically unemployed, 26 weeks, your unemployment is finished.
Right.
So
okay.
it's good for the people. I would encourage anyone who is laid off in that last Airtex layoff
right.
to please come the 28th to Frontier. It
okay.
starts at 9, and it's in Bob Boyles Hall.
Okay.
They'll get a lot of information.
Okay. And Is it the first step, or is it?
Yeah, it's the first
leading
step.
To the first.
No,
first
it
step.
Actually is the first step. They'll actually fill out the beginning of the paperwork right there at that training.
Okay, and that's the 28th at Bob Boyles Hall.
Yes,
at
yes,
9
at
a.m.
9, yes, yes.
Okay,
and that's for the last group of Airtex. Unfortunately, trade is very. Where you got laid off specific. So if you didn't get laid off in this group from Airtex, you probably aren't trade eligible.
Okay. All right. So the last few people who got let go at Airtex can go Thursday the 28th to Bob Boyles Hall, 9 a.m., and help will be there.
Yes.
That's the start of help.
That's the start of help, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You've already got a plan as to what to do, or is there is their offering based on their needs or wants?
A little of both. We of course have a script, because there are certain things that we just have to do or mandated. Mm-hmm. One of the things is I get the privilege of reading the benefits, rights, and obligations, which is about a 13-page document that has to be read to them word for word, which everybody hates.
Okay.
But so don't make that not let you come, though, because I'll try to make it interesting.
Because once it's over,
you
don't have to worry about it.
You never have to hear it again.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We'll talk more about Thursday the 28th at Bob Boyle's Hall in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Deep South Restaurant, Nap Oil, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Serendipity Cards and Gifts. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
Okay, we are talking to Pam Barbie. We are back. We're talking to Pam from the Southern 14 Workforce Investment Board, and we're talking about an event they've got coming up on the 28th. It's for those last people who were let go at Airtex. It is at 9 o'clock at Bob Boyle's Hall on the campus of Frontier Community College. All right, you read the 13-page document word for word.
Yes.
Because it's the law. And so what happens after that?
Then they'll get information from the unemployment people.
Okay.
How they need to file, things they may miss, you know, kind of keep them out of those kind of pitfalls. There'll be somebody there from the Insurance Commission who will explain to them about COBRA and other options like that. There'll also be someone on hand from the Illinois Department of Unemployment Securities to actually help them one-on-one with resumes. You know, if you've not looked for a job in a long time, and most of us haven't, you know, your resumes get a little rusty, and even resumes have evolved. You know, you don't do a resume like you used to do one.
Right.
You know, it has to look good in the social media world, not just handing it to the HR person through the window. So there'll be someone on hand of that. She'll also help. It'll be Marilyn Shores, I believe, with IDES. And she'll be there to help them kind of navigate through the state's database of jobs. So everybody there wants to help people succeed. So even if they're not, if they think, oh, I don't want to go back to school, there'll probably still be something there to help them.
Oh, okay. All right. And if they decide to go back to school, they make that decision to go into one of the training programs available at Frontier. Is it, do they have to go into one of those technology programs, or can they go into a general studies course?
No, we can't do general studies.
Okay.
Our program is designed to get them a job. So it has to be something that's a demand occupation. So it has to be something that there's an expected outcome at the end.
Okay.
Which is why the automotive tech is such a great one.
What if they only need, what if they want to go for their bachelor's or their master's?
It depends. Those are really individualized. It really depends on where they are in their program.
Okay.
How old their
course of study.
Exactly. How old their bachelor's might have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have a bachelor's in business, probably not.
Okay.
But
all right. So even sometimes in that case, it can be done.
Yes.
But not always. And the people we're talking about at Airtex were technology employees.
Correct, yes.
So,
may need some brush up, you know.
Oh, okay.
It just may be a resume brush up.
Yeah, they may not know what they need.
Exactly, this is true. And most people we find are not prepared, because like, you don't sit around thinking, oh, maybe I'll lose my job today.
Right.
So most people don't know what they need.
So does it come as a surprise to you when you hear that Airtex laid off like 10, 12 people?
Airtex
you were given a heads up.
Yes. They had to file a WARN notice.
Oh, okay.
So, we kind of knew that it was coming. It more surprises me that smaller company that has 6-7 people that you drive by and just isn't there anymore.
Right.
And sadly, if those companies would reach out to us, mm-hmm. we could provide their people with at least direction where to go to make it easier.
Okay. All right. So not just for employees, employers need to reach out to you too.
Correct. Yes. And if an employer would like to be a work site, again, that our work experience, we're talking people 16 on up.
Mm-hmm.
We expect the employer only has one expectation, is that they will supervise the person.
Okay.
Somebody has to sign the timesheet that says, yep, Joe was here.
Okay.
And the, but so,
so
it
it's
gives
like
them,
an unpaid internship.
It's exactly. It so, works exactly like an unpaid, except for our
for
participants
the employer.
Get, yes. Our participants get paid.
Your participants get paid
yes.
from you.
Yes, yes.
But not from the employer.
Yes, the employer has out nothing other than the time of supervising.
Okay.
And we can put them in private businesses or not-for-profits or cities or municipalities,
okay.
almost anywhere.
Okay. All right. You've got this event coming up Thursday, the 28th at Bob Boyle's Hall. It's at 9 a.m. And it's specifically for the people let go at AirTex.
Correct.
You have other events coming up in the area?
Yes, we are planning in the spring a series of employment workshops to, again, help people with their interviewing skills or writing resumes, entering a work experience,
mm-hmm.
if they need advanced training. We're going to have it's a partnership between the community college, Frontier, and my organization, as well as the Illinois Department of Employment Securities. And we plan on having drop-in kind of events with someone on hand to help them one-on-one, whether it be interviewing skills or resume writing or job searches.
Okay. So what is it that somebody, say, my age doesn't know about going and getting a job?
Probably the thing I hear most of people my age
right.
is you don't typically take your resume to the HR window anymore. Most companies are online. You apply online. And your resume doesn't necessarily look like it did back when I was in business school.
Okay.
Because it needs to look good on a social presence. So mm-hmm. there are other techniques.
Oh, really?
And people don't necessarily typically anymore do the chronological, I worked here, I worked here, I worked here anymore. It's more of, I'm able to sweep the floor.
Oh, okay.
And more of a functional than chronological.
All right.
So all kinds of those kind of things.
Okay.
We find punctuation is very important. I guess it's always been, but grammar and punctuation.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. So that's coming up at some point in the spring, and we'll announce it then?
Yes, 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 yes. We plan to have one in Albin and Grayville and Mount Carmel.
Oh, okay.
So it will be coming soon, yes.
Coming soon to a place near you.
Yes.
The Southern 14 Workforce Development, Workforce Investment Board.
Yes.
Help in resume writing and job skills, interviewing
yes.
skills.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Pam, we've run out of time.
That was quick.
It was quick. But we'll talk to you again in the future.
Yes.
When you get closer to the spring and you get dates for that, let me know and we'll set something up and we'll talk about it again. Okay.
Good. I'd like that.
All right. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.